Did you hear about this vaccine allergic reaction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Three people.
Not right, one, so, not two, but three.
Three.
Three people.
Here's a kicker.
It's the Pfizer vaccine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one that's out right
see,
now.
See, I'm going Moderna on this one. Moderna's
yeah,
much better.
No, you're right. Moderna's not out. I don't think it's been approved yet, right?
I think it was. I think it was Moderna. If I'm not mistaken,
Pfizer.
I think it was. No, just Pfizer.
It was like a day or two before
you've been fact-checked.
They started to even administer it.
First two in England, and then now one in Alaska.
Alaska.
And these were people who carried around EpiPens. So if you have allergies.
Right.
Man.
Have your Epi ready.
But think about how many people who have allergies already got this shot and there was no reaction. So it's kind of one of those, good luck, everybody.
I'm allergic to COVID.
This would be my recommendation.
What's
if
that?
You carry around an EpiPen with you because you have allergies,
right?
Don't take this shot and then go off and walk off on your own.
No, yeah.
Right.
Stay around.
Stay in one spot with your EpiPen ready.
Yeah, and stay around people.
For at least a couple hours.
So a healthcare worker in Alaska had a severe allergic reaction to a COVID-19 vaccine within 10 minutes of receiving a shot. Local emergency room doctor spoke about the symptoms that she experienced.
We had one of our health care workers get the COVID vaccine. Approximately 10 minutes later, she felt flush, so took a Benadryl on her own, felt a little bit short of breath, so then was transferred to the emergency room. I was
concerned.
Then they got him.
I'm going to have to restart this whole thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not your fault.
I thought he fell in an open manhole.
I think he just had an allergic reaction. He's on the ground right now, shaking.
I'm like, I don't recall.
What's that, Doc? Wait, what were you saying, Doc, about that allergic reaction?
Wait. I could try to...
Stop shaking. Wait, now what? You're all red. Now, all right, well, breathe.
He's trying to tell us
we
something.
We need to know about this allergic reaction this woman had. Now, would you stop? Get off the ground.
He's trying to tell us something. Reppy, Keppy, Sleppy, Preppy.
Right. What are you trying to say?
Epi.
Oh, Epi.
Hen. Sven. Den. Ren. He wants an Epi Ren.
Epi Ren? What's an Epi Ren?
It's some kind of bird, I think. Oh, Pen. Wait, he's not saying anything anymore.
You get the point.
Yes, exactly right.
All right.
Get the point of the pen.
Hey, you. All right, should we go to Ashley before she freezes to death?
No, one more call.
Now we got one more call.
One more call.
All right, let's go to Ashley, who's outside in this right now. Ashley.
Oh, my God. It is so cold out here. I can assure you that the cute little Christmas jammies that I've have been wearing for 2 days are not sufficient in this weather.
Ew.
Well, they're all crunchy by now.
The snow's all brown where she's standing.
Exactly.
Just like Pig Pen.
Yeah,
right.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Something dirty walked through here.
The evergreen outside her house just dropped all its needles.
Exactly.
The wind is just continuously blowing up the snow in my face. I think my fingers are ready to break off.
All right, now you got to run like 5 steps and then do a slide.
Yes.
Absolutely not. Not in my jammies.
Make a snow angel.
You got to do it.
Do a face plant, something.
Yeah. And then take a picture.
All right. All right.
And take a picture.
All right. Damn it. All right.
All right, here we go.
Damn it.
Get ready, neighbors. Start the video in 3.
All right. All right, is there a countdown?
Ashley, when you go into the slide, you got to go woo.
I'm gonna plop down and do a snow angel.
No.
No.
You're gonna run 5 or 6 steps, then lock your feet up, and when you lock your feet up, go woo.
Okay. All right. I need a countdown.
Whoa, 3, 2, 1.
It's cold.
What happened?
Would you fall?
Is she being attacked by a shark?
She's being attacked by an ice cube.
Apparently so, yes.
Snow miser. My pants!
Oh, did you fall?
There's snow in my pants!
I need a snowfield.
Well, those pants haven't been washed in 2 days. It won't be there long.
Yeah, really.
This is a wash, right? This counts as a wash?
Yeah.
No.
All right, you got like 5 or 6 minutes now to get yourself dried off and back in the house and get your microphone.
Hurry up, damn it.
All right, nice job, Ashley.
What'd you do, fool?
What happened?
What the hell happened?
We're going to need a playback in slow motion on that.
Chaz and AJ News.
Okay, snow, you know, look outside.
It's out there.
Drive slow, stay home.
The white stuff, yep, that's it.
I was just screaming obscenities into the microphone off the air about a commercial. Did you hear that, Mayor?
I did. I'm traumatized, but we'll get through it.
Are you blushing right now? Are you blushing?
Mayor's never heard that kind of language before.
No.
No, it's the first time. No constituent has ever said anything like that to me.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's how you talk all the time.
Wow, you must be a great mayor.
Right.
Think about this guy, too. He becomes mayor in November, and February, March, we have a 100-year pandemic. Welcome.
Yeah.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Mayor Justin Elicker, New Haven. How's New Haven?
We're doing all right. We had so far about 8 to 9 inches of snow, and we're expecting another 2 to 4 inches. Thankfully, we haven't had no power outages so far. We're still expecting some wind a little bit later on this morning. Our crews are out there cleaning the streets, and overall, things are looking pretty good.
Courts are closed. Most shops are closed.
Schools.
Right? Schools are closed. So really, you're only dealing with Yale New Haven Hospital, right? That's the big one?
Yeah. And also, so New Haven, schools are open. We're just in remote learning. So unfortunately, kids don't get a snow day today.
Nope.
There's been so much loss of educational opportunity over the past eight or so months that we wanted to make sure the kids are still learning, even though they will probably not forgive the superintendent and me for that.
No, of course not.
Could you imagine?
Yep, you got a whole bunch of nicknames right now.
All right.
Don't ask what they are, no.
And the holiday tree on the green, that's still up?
I haven't checked, but I presume it's still
fingers
up.
Fingers crossed.
I should double, triple check because 2020, you know, it's not over yet.
No.
It is important to underscore that we still have a parking ban in the city. So people should not park on the street downtown. People should not park on the snow emergency routes. So those are the main corridors in and out of the city. And then in residential areas, people should not park on the side of the street with the odd number of houses. So don't be the odd person out. And our teams will be out there in certain cases where plows can't pass, ticketing and towing people.
Oh, wow.
Aha.
All right. Before we let you go, you all done with your holiday shopping?
I haven't even
There you go.
No, Mayor.
He's a regular person.
Oh, no.
He's a regular person.
Yeah.
Christmas is next week.
Relax.
All right.
He'll get it done.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get through it.
I'm guessing the wife takes it.
I'm sorry in advance to my loved ones.
Right. Yeah, you just write like an IOU, like it's on a city letterhead.
Oh, they're like proclamation.
You might hear some more of those obscenities.
A proclamation.
A proclamation. Who doesn't have that?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Just proclaim everyone.
You know what? I couldn't get you a gift, but I got you your own day.
Yeah. All right. If we don't talk to you, have a nice and safe holiday season, man.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks. Stay home, folks, and we'll be working to clean up the streets.
Absolutely.
Right. Even Mayor Elicker, thank you.
He proclaimed that.
How are the roads in Manchester? Let's check in with Mayor Jay Moran. Hello.
Well, up in the Tundra North, we're doing okay. Good morning. The roads still aren't completely plowed, and so we're working on it. But I think the plow drivers have been going through the night, and things will be fine by midday, late afternoon.
How many plow trucks do you have in Manchester?
Hello.
I'm going to say 25, 30. Ask me a question. Don't quote me on it, but we have a lot.
You don't know.
They hire outside help. Yeah. I don't know that for budget season, but I'll figure that out sometime in April.
Right.
But enough of them to get the roads done. And, you know, there's nothing. We get the complaints when people plow in their driveway after they just cleared their driveway. You know, that's a typical snowstorm complaint, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So can you call us and live on the air, press your answering machine voicemail and just play it for us live on the air?
Did I get a they usually call my cell phone. I'm too open with my cell phone. It's unbelievable. But Facebook. But I did get a call from the DEP commissioner. There is concerns of a black smelly cloud over a building in Milford right off the Wilbur Cross Highway. It seems it started about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's anything to do with Ashley's pajamas, but they're sending trucks down there now to take care of the problem.
There's a strong smell of slippers and fabric.
It's the hazardous waste trucks that they send out when a tanker flips.
Exactly right.
People are stuck at home trying to enjoy their coffee and breakfast and learning about someone in their pajamas for a couple of days. Please, come on. Right. Guys.
Ugh, come on. Send the guys with the squeegees.
I don't have time to change. There's no
I was
time.
Hungry until now. Mayor Jay Moran of Manchester is on. He has a dual role. He's mayor of Manchester, and he's also been the athletic director of Southern. And I just read yesterday you're stepping down. How come?
Well, you know, I want to spend more time preparing for Chaz and AJ shows. It's just a lot of work to get ready for them every couple of weeks. You know, it's just a time when, you know, I made up my mind after athletics is going to be shut down for the winter for our division. And looking forward, I'm going to have some good news, hopefully, the next month or so, the last chapter of my professional career. And looking forward to spend some time in the holiday season with my family and my new grandson, Jack, and just enjoying life.
Right.
AJ, do the sound of rewinding. I just heard boop boop. Wait, you said next chapter in a month.
Yeah, well, that may happen. I'm hoping to work on a few things. I have all this time on Chaz and AJ the last 7 years. I've got a lot of connections out there thanks to PLR and you guys.
So, right.
You
know. Opening Moran Burger, yes. Moran Burger, yes. Try the Big J.
Well, I'm looking more like a Chick-fil-A that I can have Sundays off, so right. That'd be good, you know. And I'm thinking of going in traffic reporting. You don't have to be accurate on that either, just like the weather people.
Yeah, wear the same clothes every day.
Yeah, you don't have to change.
Her last report, I don't know if you guys were listening, there was no problems in Connecticut. And then she comes on 20 minutes later and says there's 450 calls from the state police and 45 accidents.
Wait a second.
So a lot happened in those 20 minutes.
Right.
Wow.
What did you do?
That is true.
What did you do?
That's a good catch.
Yeah, you
talk
did.
About Ash- what is reported to me.
You know, Mayor, I didn't hear about any groundhog deaths until you took over, so.
This is true.
Yeah.
In honor of you, Ashley. Right. I'll give you a proclamation naming Ashley Day today in Manchester just because, you know.
Yes.
We've been teasing you for
it's
that.
Called Stay Away From
if
Your Day.
If Smelly Jammies gets me an Ashley Day, I'll do it.
Yes. Anytime.
Well, Mayor.
Pam should be looking for a car, but.
Well, Mayor.
Yes.
The leaving Southern, is that something you wanted to do? Or they said, Jay, there's a box over in the closet there. Why don't you?
Has your stuff in it?
Yeah. What's that?
Let's. Can we talk about my grandson again?
Sure. Jack. Yeah.
You know,
Jack.
You know, it's. This is my decision at this point in time, and we will move on. And it's been a rough couple of years as the AD at Southern with COVID. And the year before that, we had a death of our gymnast, Mel Coleman, who was a wonderful young lady. So. Two events in the athletic career that you don't have a playbook for. And I've been in this business for 30 years and look forward to deciding whether I want to continue in this business or I don't know if I want to do politics full time. You know, that's a tough business. But thinking about the radio world and see what's going on there, you know.
It's more in the morning.
Good luck.
I have the 1-4 shift before the Chaz and AJ show. It'll
right, there you go. See?
Oh, man, that had to be tough this year, right? It had to be just tough.
Yep.
Right? Between, to think about all the layers of people I used to talk to, from people at the school to the parents.
A lot
and
of talking.
Conferences.
I quit, too.
Oh,
yep.
Jeez. I'd
bail.
I would quit,
I'd bail.
There's another AJ t-shirt. Yeah. Yep. I'd quit, too.
There you go,
here's another AJ t-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got my whole line. You want to sell them for me?
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've gone through a lot in life and realized that there's all you, when you look for the positives, life goes on. If you stay with the negatives, you get just stuck in the same spot. You get stuck in your pajamas for 2 days.
That's what happened over here.
See that?
That's what happened over here.
That's right, the positives.
Damn it.
Right, so I'm changing my jammies and moving on. So,
how are you doing on holiday shopping? You done yet?
You know, my wife doesn't listen to you guys, so don't worry about it. She would hate me if she did. I went and got an iPhone recently. They had something on Black Friday and had a free iPad. So I took care of my wife there. She's been with me for 2 years. So
you got an iPhone, got a free iPad. She gets the iPad.
Nice.
Well, listen, I thought
that's
it was
who you want running your town,
bill.
By the way.
Thrifty.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought, Yeah. I, like everything else, I thought it was free until I got my bill, you know? Well, oops. Geez, that phone was $1,500. Deal, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like buying 10 coffees and getting a free one a month later. Come on, you think you're saving a lot of money or not. But, yeah, I got some shopping done, and, you know, it's a good day to sit in front of the computer and try to get the, you know, that two-day delivery stuff.
Oh, so are you kidding me?
Overnight delivery, guaranteed.
You are past that window.
Look
now.
At you.
Right? Yeah, listen, I'm...
Deadline. Hold on. If you're buying gifts from Disney Store, Kohl's, GameStop, JCPenney, or Lowe's, you'll have to pay for upgraded shipping for your gifts to arrive on time.
Who shops there anyway?
UPS, FedEx, and the post office say Tuesday was their deadline for on-time ground delivery, and you have until Friday, tomorrow, for packages mailed first class with the U.S. Postal Service.
I go no class. We're good.
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on COVID. I'm just going to go ground delivery and be late. I'm going to go with COVID.
Yeah,
hey, listen, let's talk about these children and teachers today who always used to get excited about snow days and have to go to school today.
No, my sister gave her kids a snow day today.
Oh, wow.
How's that possible? Your sister doesn't run the school system.
Is she the superintendent and teacher?
It means she went off today.
What do you mean? She said they don't have to get in front of the computer?
She said, go out and play in the snow. You get extra credit if you take a picture with your pet in the snow. She's a cool teacher.
Now, oh, my God. No, are you kidding me?
No one's going to be left back now.
No, let's be honest, Ashley. I agree with your sister. These kids need to be out in the fresh air and not in front of a computer all day. Let's do some snow angels with Ashley. Come on.
Yeah, good old-fashioned way.
What grade?
Sixth.
Sixth grade.
Wow, that's a formative years, too.
Wow, this is when they need to know stuff.
Exactly, right.
What'd you learn in the sixth grade? Snow angels.
Right. Teacher was lazy.
Check.
All right, Mayor. Thanks for coming on. If we don't talk to you, have a great holiday.
Yeah, have a great holiday. Enjoy your vacation, guys. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, everything you want to know about the Pfizer vaccine from a Yale doctor who was a big part of it. I'm not even going to try his name. Here it is.
Onyema Obuagu.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. I was hoping you'd try to say my name.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Onyema Obuagu.
Great. I love it.
Nice. See that?
Perfect.
He recorded it. It's now his ringtone.
That was a B plus.
Okay. B plus. See that?
Okay. Nice.
All right.
Very close.
Look at you.
I'm going to call you Dr. O. And what do we need to know about this vaccine? You took the Pfizer vaccine, right?
Yeah, it was a great day to be on the receiving end of the vaccine. I know it's pretty much common knowledge now that the vaccine is really highly effective. You know, it's 95% effective in preventing against symptomatic COVID-19 disease. Also very effective for those who get the disease, having received the vaccine to prevent having severe disease. So it prevents you from having the disease, and if you do, it prevents it from being severe to the point that you need to go to the hospital and maybe need intensive care, for example, and certainly prevents from dying.
So you take the vaccine, you could still get coronavirus, but you won't get it as severe. Now, if you get it, can you pass it on?
Yep. So, again, it's 95% effective in getting symptomatic disease, which is great. And then for the few that get the infection, it mitigates or decreases the severity of infection. Now, that said, we don't really have the data on if it prevents asymptomatic infection. So could you get the virus without having symptoms? And that's where the concern is, that if you get the virus, even if you don't have symptoms, you can pass it to someone else.
Okay.
So for now, receiving the vaccine doesn't preclude doing the other things we're doing already, which is putting on a mask, 6 feet social distancing.
Oh, man, we're still going to wear masks? Oh.
I mean, ideally, though, that would all stop, right?
My message to everyone is the time to stop would be when we see a decreased community transmission of the virus. So when, you know, we see the usual numbers by Governor Lamont saying, you know, the numbers are down now, there's few cases.
Wow.
I think that's when. But I think we should see the vaccine as the pathway to getting there.
Okay. I thought this meant bye-bye masks.
I thought so too, man.
Yeah,
like my face started to sweat.
Which do you prefer, the Pfizer vaccination or the Moderna?
frankly, they're the same vaccine approach. They're both messenger RNA vaccines. The Moderna vaccine from the press briefing document, the FDA briefing document that I just reviewed, has a little bit lower efficacy for older individuals, so people greater than age 65. But other than that, the efficacy across the board is pretty comparable. The Moderna vaccine can be stored at a little warmer temperatures than the Pfizer vaccine.
Right, that helps, so that, right?
That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, so, you know, with distribution and logistics, and especially maybe parts of the state that don't have the storage capacity as some of the bigger hospital systems.
There were some side effects reported, 2 in England, 1 in Alaska, where healthcare workers had allergic reactions. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, not to belittle it, but, you know, you can have allergies to anything. You know, right. I'm having allergies to the weather. That was a joke. You know, so...
you didn't even give us a chance to laugh at that.
That was a stealth joke. That was a keep on moving.
Sly.
Yeah, no, well he was going to keep moving.
Right.
And he just, this doctor's very efficient.
Very efficient,
that
right.
That was funny.
Got no time for laughter.
Laugh later. Let me give you the information
exactly
first.
Right.
Right, we got things to do.
Keep moving.
Yeah, these three people had EpiPens, so they were already allergic.
The one in the U.S. appeared not to have been as someone with a prior history of allergies, like the 2 UK cases. It seemed to be someone who really just had an allergy that may have been new at the time they got the vaccine. Again, these are not uncommon. The message is, first of all, if you have a severe history of allergy, like anaphylaxis, maybe an idea to not to receive the vaccine. But if you have, if you're going to receive the vaccine, you probably want to make sure you're observed for 15, 30 minutes after you get the shot. I'm talking to you 2 days after getting the vaccine myself,
right?
And my eyes haven't turned green yet. That's a joke.
Not yet, no.
That's a joke.
That's a joke. Yes,
and,
right.
one last point, Chaz and AJ. I just want to say that I know one of the reasons why people are concerned about the virus is how fast things progress.
Yeah.
And I can say, as one who conducted the trial myself, is that no shortcuts were taken. You know, this was a moment where you said, you know, as someone who's done research for a long time in clinical trials, I wish things worked this way all the time. Everyone came together, resources pulled together, laser focused on one thing and getting it done. So this is a tribute to what happens when everyone works together to achieve a common goal.
Dr. O, thank you very much for coming on. Thanks for what you did for us, your part
Absolutely.
On the team. I appreciate it.
Let us know if those eyes turn green.
Right.
That's a joke.
You should have said, ow!
Thanks for having me.
We're lucky to have a Dr. O
right.
in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
Right.
We forget how lucky we are to have Yale right here. People fly from all over the world to get to Yale, and we have them right here. So, good stuff. All right. Ashley's been telling us about all these situations on the highways.
Yes.
Let's talk to Sergeant.
Hey.
Sergeant!
What? Look at you, Sergeant.
Wow.
Sergeant Geltema with the Connecticut State Police. Good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
Look at you.
All right.
I try.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna get to all that in a second.
Yes.
How are the roads?
They're pretty messy right now, but, you know, our troopers do an amazing job, and they're helping DOT and helping clear the roads and getting people who are stuck out so they can get on their way.
How many calls did you say? It's 400?
So we're up to close to 600 calls for service as of right now.
Wow, in one block.
The storm.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah,
who is that one person answering those calls?
Yeah.
Hey, hello.
Hello. Yes,
yeah.
Hold on.
Please hold.
Please hold on, please.
Right. Your calls are pointers.
Yeah,
please hold the line.
Yeah, it's throughout the state. And, you know, our guys, they work very diligently. They're out there. They're providing services to people that need it while the storm is going on. So we're so thankful for all first responders that are out there, the fire departments, DOT, even the tow trucks that have to go out and help pull these people out of situations where they can't get themselves out.
Oh, and, you know, the hardest part is not saying, what were you thinking?
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. What are you doing on the road? Yeah. Look at you. Here's a corner, and there you are off right. the road.
What are you,
boy.
Stupid? What are you, stupid?
You didn't do the math right. on this one, did you?
What are you, new?
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean that you should drive 80 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Your tires are probably bald.
Right. Yeah, if you have four-wheel drive, you don't have four-wheel stop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, but things are getting better now, right? I can tell it looks like it's slowed down here. And so good.
Good. Now melt.
Yeah, yeah. Until tomorrow when it melts. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how long it's going to last. But
I see.
Right.
Yeah.
So when did you get promoted and how did you find out?
So this, it's a temporary service in a higher class is basically what this is. Because we're so short on sergeants throughout the state police that we were able to get 45 troopers promoted to sergeant to help out at the troops as supervisors. And we're going to have another permanent sergeant process coming up within the next couple of months. So hopefully all of us.
Is it too late for AJ to get in on that one?
Come on, AJ.
I'd be a cool sergeant. I really would. I would. That'd be the coolest sergeant I've ever had, you know? Don't worry about it. It's okay. Hey. I'll take care of this for you.
I'm going down to Troop F in Westbrook, so if you need anything out there, we're available for you guys.
Oh, that's nice. Well, what does that mean now? We don't talk to you anymore?
It depends. It all depends on what's going on.
Okay. Oh.
Huh. Yes, it depends. You know, I'm always here for you guys.
Thank you. Good. Likewise.
Good, good, good.
And I'm always supposed to Council Roads, yes.
Now, was there a big ceremony? Did the governor show up?
Was there cake?
No.
Pin stuff on you?
No. No ceremony.
Really?
No ceremony. No, it was we had to put in an application, and then they, meaning our command staff, went through and found the 45 best qualified based on seniority and special skills, and we were chosen to lead young troopers and
nice
onto their future.
I would have had a cake with a sheriff's hat.
Special skills.
That'd have been cool.
I know. What kind of special skills?
Like a trooper hat.
Like trivia?
Trivia, right. Like
trivia.
Supervisory.
What kind of special
I'm
skills
not good
are we
with
talking
trivia.
About
Don't
here.
Ask me anything.
Yeah.
Hangman? We played Hangman? No.
Hangman
now,
works.
Your husband's a state police trooper or a police officer?
He's a state trooper.
Who's
well.
The who has the higher rank in the house?
Me, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a big surprise. Everything is yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear.
Take out the garbage.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, honey.
Exactly.
Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
Whatever you need, dear. Right. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, five words. Exactly. Yes, honey, you are right. Yep.
Yes, yes. And it's honey do list that I have for everything around the house, but that's all right.
Honey do this, honey
right.
do that.
And she's armed, so I do it.
And before we let you go, how are you doing on the holiday shopping?
I think we're done.
Really?
I really do. Yeah, I need to do an inventory. Amazon kept dropping stuff off, and we've been hiding it, so I need to do an inventory of what we have.
What did you get me, hon?
Yeah.
Oh, a taser.
Right.
Ah, this is what
no.
I want. Oh. Oh, mace.
Right. With my name with my name
my
engraved
other one
on
ran
it.
Ran out.
Right.
Right.
And after you screwed up the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
What's these furry handcuffs for?
Right.
Oh, that's later.
Right. All right, well, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations.
We like it when we
Thanks,
see
guys.
Good people succeed.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, you guys are so awesome.
And bad
well, thank
folks
you.
Falter.
Thank you for your support. Yes. And thanks for all your listeners, and thank you for their support.
Yep.
You guys are awesome.
If we don't talk to you, have a great holiday.
Yes.
Of course, you too.
All right,
thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, be careful out there.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Dumbass news coming up.
Yeah.
Man chased a McDonald's worker with a chainsaw.
Oh, I got to do whatever wrong.
Yeah, right.
Tell me.
Or
had enough fish.
They needed help cutting the rolls.
Or he ordered fries and they gave it to him.
Armed man in Santa suit arrested after assaulting an officer.
Who's been a naughty boy? I've been.
A Grinch busted for stealing a family's 7-foot Grinch statue.
Oh, all holiday stuff. That's nice.
But right now, did you know it's Wright Brothers Day?
I had no idea. Yeah. Is there cake? Is that cake?
I don't know. Is there cake? Is there coffee?
I want cake.
Dick Napinski's on the airplane guy. We talked to him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
cool
guy.
Cool guy.
Yeah. What is this the anniversary of?
Well, this is the anniversary of the Wright Brothers' first flight 117 years ago. We all start.
You landed.
You're standing in the TSA lines right now. You have them to thank.
Wow.
That was interesting because there was a race to who could do it first, right?
Oh, there really was. There were a lot of people. In fact, if you want to get in a good fight in Connecticut, just say the Wright brothers did it first because There's a whole group of people up there that said Gustav Whitehead back in 1901 in Bridgeport actually made the first flight.
Gustav Whitehead. Boy, that's a name.
Yeah, I've heard this too. And what is your take on that? Who did it first?
Well, right now the Wrights have the preponderance of evidence. You know, Gustav Whitehead, he may have done it, but the whole thing was apparently he didn't have as good of a publicist at that time, guys, because, the Wrights got a photo of it, and there's just one little grainy photo that's been blown up like 3,500% of Gustav Whitehead doing it. But the folks at Jane's All the World's Aircraft saying, yep, we're giving the credit to Wright or to Whitehead. Meanwhile, the Smithsonian said, no, the Wrights did it. So that controversy will live on, and it's probably going to live on forever because nobody who was there can tell us anymore.
Well, man. Gustav had an umbrella jumping off the roof. It wasn't really flight. It's more like jumping.
This is really an aviation state, too.
Oh, beanie cap.
Yeah, the people in Bridgeport hate the Wright brothers.
Yeah. The beanie cap.
Good old Gus Whitehead.
Didn't count.
Yeah, Gus Whitehead over there. It's a nickname for somebody like a bunch of zits. Hey, yeah. Gus Whitehead, get over here.
That was The Wright brothers own a bicycle shop, right?
They did in Dayton, Ohio. They were bicycle makers. They were tinkerers. They were just guys who had imagination. So they decided to find the windiest spot they could in the continental U.S., which was Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, out on the dunes. And they managed to fly about 120 feet in 12 seconds on this date back in 1903. And fortunately, somebody from the lifeguard station was right there and ordered to take their photo. And that's the immortal photo that we've seen hundreds and hundreds of times.
Wow.
They had a lot of flights that didn't go well.
Yep.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time crashing into the dunes, I guess is the best way to put it.
Or getting caught in trees, someone's roof, yep.
Yeah. Fortunately, there weren't many trees out there. There wasn't much to run into, which was another bonus. Mostly you just hit sand.
You hear.
And it was...
Our plane's in your yard. We go get it.
The original Wright brothers plane was this thin cardboard, and it had an elastic band, and you had to twist the
and propeller. To power you went.
Yeah, that was tough too because that was a big rubber band.
Yeah, it was.
You had to turn that propeller around a lot.
Damn it! The plane's the tree again.
I don't know what the problem was or what the science was behind it, but I heard that the breakthrough was one of the Wright brothers was behind the bicycle counter and he started twisting a box. And as he was twisting a box, a light bulb went off over his head and he was like, oh, this is the solution to the problem.
Oh.
Does that ring a bell to you?
It does. As a matter of fact, it's something called wing warping, and that's exactly how they discovered it. They said with the box, we can control it and actually lift the entire wing to adapt to the air. And so the Wrights actually flew the airplane laying face down on the airplane with a control stick.
Huh.
And it was very counterintuitive to today's pilots, but they managed to actually warp the entire wing to make up for how the air was flowing over the wing. And that is how they controlled that airplane.
Wow. Usually just lift the leg.
Well, if you think about 117 years.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'll tell you
I can tell the wind that way.
But I know you've got a
downdraft.
That's a delayed reaction, but that was good.
Downdraft, yep.
Mm.
Okay, take care, guys. Yep.
Okay. I don't know what happened. I wasn't ready to end.
What just happened?
I think he had something else at 9:15 that he had to run
to. Oh, gotcha. Like, was it me lifting my leg?
He hit the ejector seat.
He did.
That flight lasted 110 feet.
We were supposed to talk to him at 9, but we had the Yale doctor with the vaccine. And,
gotcha.
We have cars spinning off the roads, so we wanted Sergeant Geltema on.
We had fun.
Ashley, missed opportunity to say you had to take off.
Right.
Boom.
117 years later.
Wow.
Yeah, people in Bridgeport will not ever admit that the Wright brothers had the first flight.
I don't blame them.
I didn't know this.
It's like other people trying to say, you know, we didn't invent the hamburger.
Get
it was invented
out of here
right in New Haven.
Yeah, but look at this. The Wright brothers sounds a lot sexier than Gus Whitehead.
Whitehead does sound, it's not the greatest name.
Yeah.
But you think about the helicopter, all of the stuff we've made here.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we did it. North Carolina's like, well, we have our license plate say it. Great.
First
Good
in
for
flight.
You.
First
Good
in flight.
Good for you.
But it was all about having evidence and the PR, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened with the burger thing. You remember? Jeff from Louie's Lunch, they got invited with a bunch of other burger places that were claiming to be the first, and everyone shows up and they're like, it's like a joke, and they're like, we're not joking around. We're taking this serious.
Yeah. Matt would show.
They wrote a whole thing about how the Louie's Lunch people were pissed off the whole time.
Well, Tesla and Marconi.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was, you know, who invented the radio?
Right. Coke and Pepsi.
Epic battle.
Is there a debate there?
I don't know. Yeah. I like Coke better.
That's AJ participating in the conversation.
Thank you.
Right.
Hey, nice I was mentioned lifting my leg before.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
Yep.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Man accused of chasing a McDonald's employee with a chainsaw.
Next time, get the order right.
A man in Maine has been arrested for allegedly chasing a McDonald's employee with a chainsaw.
My main man, yeah. Main man.
26-year-old Alice Sweet.
Alice Sweet. Not so sweet. A little sour today.
Of Portland. That's got to be a tough name to have.
Portland or Portly?
I think at some point you'd say, you know, I'm going to go the other way on this.
You know, they forget your fries
tired
all the time.
Hearing,
like,
not
damn it,
so
enough!
Sweet.
Ah! But,
he entered a McDonald's with a chainsaw.
Chainsaw.
Which is probably not that unusual in Maine.
No. It's like a common practice.
Okay. The guys work.
Ladies have purses, guys have chainsaws. Yep.
Right. Okay. They got nothing but pine trees and
they're,
snow.
They're
so
wearing moose ears.
You got to have it just all the time.
Right. They're wearing moose ears. Yes.
He went behind the counter.
No. See, he has ballsy.
And you know, I'm not going to stop him if he has a chainsaw.
Of course not.
Whatever you want.
That's a McCullough.
Right,
I'm good.
Way.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Want me to show you how to make the nuggets?
Right.
I'll show you where we keep all the sauces.
You want the fresh fries, don't you?
Any sauce.
I'm going to put extra salt
on
you.
Some fancy French fry cutter you got there.
Yep. Yeah.
So he goes behind the counter, gets a drink and some food while revving the chainsaw.
See? That's what you do over there.
Sounds like a scene right out of a haunted house.
That's the way of saying thank you.
Yeah, he took the chainsaw and went...
Right, exactly. It's in the jingle. I'm loving it. Yep.
Next time when I say no pickles, I mean no pickles!
Yeah, well, it was time they were his side hustle, you know?
Now,
here's a local TV news report.
Police tell us a 26-year-old named Alice Sweet is now under arrest and facing multiple charges. They tell us he walked into the restaurant, went behind the counter, and revved a chainsaw before stealing a drink and some food. Witnesses told police the store manager confronted Sweet in the parking lot. Then he reportedly started chasing the manager with the chainsaw before running off.
Yeah.
No one was hurt.
Like Benny Hill music.
That manager needs to be demoted.
Right, you're an idiot.
You're right.
He's gone.
Chainsaw.
Let him go.
Right, chainsaw.
It's a soda and a burger.
Right.
Let
yeah.
him
oh my God.
Go.
$1.39.
Excuse me.
Chainsaw.
Yeah, we got the dollar menu.
Huh, let me think.
Yeah.
$1.39. Guy with a chainsaw. Have a nice day.
Exactly right. You forgot your napkins. You need ketchup or honey mustard sauce.
Oh, man.
Yep, all that.
I found this video on Twitter. Someone was there when the guy walked in.
Wow, they sound scared.
They do. Like the Esther Pence.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Or fell in the snow or something.
One of the two, yeah, because it's cold. Right,
man. I saw, you know, during all the riots, I would see the cops going into like all this mayhem and burning cities. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick today.
Yeah, hang on, I got to throw this button to keep up my uniform.
Yeah, right. You got a tank? Because if not, I'm not going in.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy, he's got a paper hat on.
Right.
I'm going to go get him.
Right.
Yay.
And my patent leather shoes. I'm going to chase him down.
I got a name tag and a paper hat.
Stop me.
Yay.
Excuse me, sir. You're not purchased. You're not paid for your purchase.
You
purchase,
are not
sir.
Getting away with that $1.29.
That is a double cheeseburger, sir.
That comes directly out of my bonus.
And that is a Diet Coke, by the way. You're stolen from McDonald's.
In no
Why
way.
Why would you go back? Why?
Right. Don't just let him go.
Let him go.
Really.
Yeah, he's got a chainsaw.
In what scenario that you're playing out in your head do you come out on top there?
He's probably an arborist and he's in the middle
of
job.
No one's getting away with $1.29 on my watch.
I shall give chase. Or not.
Jesus.
Right.
You stand back, everyone. I'm going to get him.
Okay, you're on your own.
All right.
We are locking the doors behind you.
You see Rafe in the drive-thru.
The drive-thru window shade comes down. Right. Close.
Goodbye.
Right. Like the scene from Scarface.
If he asks, just tell him the ice cream machine is working today.
Right.
You want a leg? How about an arm now? Okay.
It's like a scene from a horror movie. You see him come back to the door and he's banging on the glass. And then you just see this chainsaw, then just it turns red.
Right. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Yep. Let him have the burger.
Wow.
You're all set.
Now what? Do you give him a promotion? Do you give him?
No.
You fire his ass.
No.
You're an idiot. I'll give him the outdoor garbage pail duty.
Yeah, that's questionable judgment at best.
Yeah, the guy replaced all the plastic bags in there. Yep.
Yeah, you call the police.
Yep, you do.
Yep.
Yeah, the guy came in with a running chainsaw, revved it behind the counter. What do you think you're going to do chasing after him outside with much more room?
Why do you think he was carrying the chainsaw?
Right, he wanted food and forgot his money.
It was not...
got a speed pass.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, I'm here to help you separate the McRibs.
I'm going to cut the pickles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was carrying it as a weapon. Now you're walking out with your paper hat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
Good luck.
Exactly.
And then the guy who comes with the chainsaw, all right, so now you get your burger and your drink. You put the chainsaw down on a passenger seat or...
I don't know.
You know, you're not riding a unicycle if you're with a chainsaw. Although if you are and you're juggling it, then now we got something.
Right.
Yeah.
No idea. I wonder which sandwich he took, though. I'm kind of curious. You know, like what's one that's worth a chainsaw?
You know, it's funny. All the rage that AJ has had at fast food places, no one follows him out. This guy with the chainsaw, they're less intimidated by him than they are by just AJ.
Well, that makes sense.